C'est l'heure de Madeleine's Speculative Fiction Review sur Art District, une chronique en anglais de Madeleine d'Este sur les romans de science-fiction et de fantasy. Here is Madeleine's Speculative Fiction Review on Art District, a program hosted by Madeleine d'Este about speculative fiction and fantasy books.
Welcome to Madeleine's Speculative Fiction Review. What is speculative fiction, you ask? It's anything outside your everyday reality. It's science fiction, fantasy, horror, dystopia, paranormal, alternative history, apocalyptic. I'm Madeleine d'Este and I love to read and I love books. And I'm here to tell you about a book I really liked. Today I'm going to talk to you about a book called The Ritual by Adam Neville. And today we're going a little darker than usual. It's time to talk horror. The Ritual was published in 2011 through Pan Macmillan. Now, horror is not a genre for everyone, but I have to admit I like being scared. There's something about horror writing which brings out the shivers and makes my imagination go wild in a far more vibrant way than movies do. Probably because I make up the images in my head as I read along and scare myself even more. So let's talk about The Ritual. Four middle-aged men get together for a hiking trip in Sweden. They've been friends since their university days, and as they've grown older and taken on responsibilities, their friendships have waned. Everyone has stressful jobs, mortgages, kids, and marriages, all except for Luke. But this camping trip is a lad's weekend. It's supposed to be a chance to renew old friendships and have a laugh, or so they planned. With little experience in hiking in the wilderness, the four friends set off together into the forest and decide to take a shortcut to the river to save time. But they're quickly disoriented and lost as the forest seems to circle around them and block them at every turn, preventing them from making it through to the other side. And to make matters worse, two of the friends are really unfit and can't handle the physical activity, you know, injuring their knees and being covered in blisters. The planned shortcut turns into days, and they are lost, hungry and cold in a deep, dark forest which seems to have been untouched for thousands of years, and it rains constantly. And something is following them, a looming presence a few steps behind them. And then the group stumble across an animal carcass strung up high in a tree, higher than any animal could reach, the body ripped open and gutted with the arms outstretched, almost Christ-like. Is this some kind of offering or is it a warning? Blistered and wet through, the four friends find a settlement in amongst the dark forest. They go inside and find an old pagan settlement with heavy sense of dread and a thick layer of bones strewn across the floor. Happy to be inside, they all fall asleep, but each of them has terrifying dreams, or what they hope are dreams. Now, there was a real sense of menace in this book, a feeling which kept me turning the pages. There were plenty of shocks and scares, and when I reached the end of each chapter, I'd take a deep breath and comment about how good this was. The characters of the four men trying to rebuild their friendships are really spot on. As the difficulties mount and the cracks in their old friendship show through and the niceties stop and the truth really comes out. This is a great study of how different people react under pressure. The pain, discomfort and fear of the characters felt very true to life, as anyone who's ever worried about being lost in the woods at night would understand. Now, these days I'm increasingly disinterested in books with all male characters, but this was one that kept me going due to the interactions between the friends. All four men felt very real to me, especially in illustrating the way that people perceive relationships differently. Your friends can move on, even though you don't want them to, and you can't repair it no matter how hard you try. The setting in the ancient Scandinavian forest with its folklore and pagan customs was also particularly interesting for me, perhaps because as an Australian it's kind of exotic. The primordial forest is another one of the main characters. It's always moving and outwitting the four English lads, creating a nightmarish situation in a nightmarish setting. Now, the second half of the book is not as enjoyable as the first, but I won't spoil it for you. I still think it's worth a read, possibly because the setting slightly changes and I was so deeply invested in the first part, but I still recommend this. If you like male friendship stories, hiking gone wrong, a general feeling of unease and being scared, can I suggest The Ritual from Adam Neville? But don't read this book just before you're going on a camping trip. Now, thanks for listening to Madeline's Speculative Fiction Review. If you have any feedback or just want to say hello, you can contact me at Art District Radio by email at mde@artdistrict-radio.com. And until next time, happy reading.
C'était Madeleine's Speculative Fiction Review sur Art District, à retrouver à 2h du matin, les lundis, mercredis et vendredis, spécialement pour nos auditeurs internationaux, et à midi, les mardis et jeudis. It was Madeleine's Speculative Fiction Review on Art District. You can listen to this program on Mondays, Wednesdays, Fridays at 2 a.m. CET, and on Tuesdays and Thursdays at 12 p.m. CET.